There are those singers who dig deep as they navigate their craft, and shine with a rare authenticity. Edmonton's Kayla Jade is one such artist. Presented by the Rimby Public Library, Jade, who describes her tunes as being in the alternative folk vein, will be performing as part of Music in the Park series on July 25th and 7 p.m. Besides her giftedness as a musician, Jade is a graduate of the University of Alberta's Bachelor of Fine Arts acting program, and has worked as an actor in theater, film, and voiceover across Alberta. Career highlights include making her directing debut with Alberta Musical Theatre Company's online production of one-person Hansel and Gretel. She also has teamed up with Trevor Schmidt to compose music for Two-Headed, Half-Hearted, which saw its worldwide premiere at Northern Light Theatre in 2022. Theatre credits include The Wolves, Citadel Theatre, The Maggie Tree, Two-Headed, Half-Hearted, Northern Light Theatre, Took, Songs for a Canadian Winter, All Because I'm a Woman, Citadel Theatre House Series, and A Christmas Carol, Carter Ryan Productions, among many others. Film credits run the gamut from Apocalypse Book Club, Anthony Gortz, and Notes on Being Unpopular, 1844 Studios, to Smile, It's Only the End of the World, Guerrilla Motion Pictures, and No Apology, Link to the Past Productions. These days, it's her passion for creating and sharing her remarkable music that has risen to the top. I started singing in public when I was about 9 years old, she explained during a recent chat, adding she was also performing around the province at a young age as well. She and her sister and her mom also performed together through those years, too. It was something I just loved to do, and then I decided to pursue it more professionally after I graduated from university, she said, adding she recorded her first EP back in 2019 and released it the following year. Since then, music has been really taking off for me. It's more what I've been pursuing, but I still do the acting, too. So they are both there, for sure. The theater training has clearly informed her journey as a singer as well. I think with performing at any level, these things really inform each other. I've gotten to work on musicals, and was able to write the music for one in 2022, which was really special. So they all kind of come together, and they converge in many ways. At the end of the day, it's about building a show, and building an experience for an audience, Jade explained. So whether it's through theater, or music, or the things you are speaking about when you introduce a song, and ways that the show comes together, it's very theatrical to me. And I do approach it through a theatrical lens. Jade's songwriting has been flourishing for years, too, as witnessed via her notable catalog, which includes her latest release Turpentine, an exemplary collection which was released in 2022. I'm definitely a lyrics-first kind of person, she explained of her craft. For the most part, I'll have a scrap of a song I will write down, and then I will come back to it and explore it later. But sometimes, the melody comes first. I'll be humming along, and I'll think, oh, there is something there. I find it all like a mining experience. You are chipping away at something, like marble. It's kind of like a puzzle. Inspiration can pop up from unexpected places, and the themes largely depend on her particular season in life, too. As to sharing her work, there's pretty much nothing that brings as much joy and fulfillment. It's so nice to be able to connect with an audience, and to be able to build a relationship with a group of people, she said. Everyone is there to connect over music, and so to be a facilitator of that is really special. She performs sometimes with another guitarist, and at times with her full band. It's so great to be able to share the experience with them as well. I love singing, moving my body, and I love playing guitar and piano, and so be able to share that with an audience is awesome. As mentioned, she noted alternative folk seems to fit with what she's creating of late, but she's a strikingly versatile artist, and always looking forward to the next challenge as she breaks new creative ground. One of the things I like to do is to challenge myself to write really different sounding songs. So I feel like confining it to one genre can be a bit limiting, she explained. I like to pull in all of my inspirations to my music. For Jade, it's all something of a personal, and deeply fulfilling, venture. As an audience member, you might see yourself in the stories that the artist is telling, she said. I think it's all very universal, so being a part of that tradition is really cool as well.